Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As Radio Kitchen begins its 14th year, we are pleased to announce that we are going to keep on doing what we've been doing. That is talking about the rich bounty of Maryland farms and how to use it. And Chef Dre Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, let's start by giving our listeners some tips on how to capture the goodness of all those gorgeous tomatoes out there.
Right, tomatoes, I think it might be the last, you know, weekend or so or a week we're going to see them. It's getting cooler outside, but definitely plenty of them still out there. And, you know, canning is the way to go. I mean, I think it's a lot of fun, and I've been doing it with Amy at the school. We're trying to get all ready for, you know, using tomatoes through the winter. I mean, I put on social media the other day that I was using a pressure canner to do canned tomatoes. And people, it was very interesting. I got a lot of feedback or sort of comments or questions about sort of canning and the need for a pressure cooker. I mean, when you, the old traditional canning methods are canning in boiling water, boiling water bath.
Yeah.
And there's some very specific guidelines. And again, you should really pay attention when you're doing this. It's not something to take lighthearted. But it's all about pH, and people are very concerned about lower pH, you know, more acidic environment when you're canning. And what's really interesting is a lot of the heirloom tomatoes these days and a lot of some of the varieties out there have much less acid than in the old days.
Is that right?
They're super sweet. I mean, we're a culture of sweetness, and so we're seeing tomatoes with more sweetness, less acid. So the beauty of pressure canning is that it takes any guesswork out of it. I mean, you don't have to sterilize the jars. You don't have to add citric acid or lemon juice to lower the pH. You just basically get these tomatoes in a jar. You put them in the pressure canner. And at 15 pounds per square inch, which is what I like to use, the temperature gets up to 250 degrees, which the concern is botulism. And so acidity prevents botulism from growing, but at 250 degrees, it kills all the spores. And you don't have to worry about anything. I mean, you can certainly, and people have been canning them in hot water baths forever, but doing it in a pressure canner actually takes away a lot of the guesswork.
What is the finished product like? What is the tomato like after it's been pressure canned?
People choose as to what to can. I mean, I personally like to do them whole, you know, do the whole tomato, and blanching, you know, simple in the water and then in the ice bath and peeling the skin and just putting these tomatoes in the jar. A lot of people do a crushed tomato canned product in which they sort of chop them up a little bit, maybe cook half of them for a little bit to reduce some of the water and throw the rest in, which is a good product and certainly great for making sauces and things like that. And then the total extreme is just canning the pulp. And they have some very inexpensive machines out there, you know, sort of these mechanical crushers that sort of separate seeds and skin out one end and pulp down the other side. And that's a good thing to can too. The only concern about that is, again, is pH, because you're sort of taking away some of the acidic things from the skins and seeds.
Let's talk real quickly about making tomato sauce. What are some good basic approaches?
Onions, garlic, olive oil, cook them and then put the tomatoes in and wait, you know, 2 hours while it simmers and you're done.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's like, it's such a treat to make sort of a very traditional tomato sauce. Obviously, the permutations are endless.
Oh, yeah.
And what's fun is, like, when I can tomatoes, I usually put a sprig of basil in the can with them. And, you know, of course, basil helps sort of bring out the freshness of these tomatoes. But, you know, bolognese, olives, all those things go into this. When you're making tomato sauce from canned tomatoes, it's no problem.
Well, we're going to put a simple recipe for sauce making on the website and hope that you can do it. Get out there. It's your last chance. Get all the tomatoes you can and do something with them.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.